7080.
Dan Celia.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
But I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Well, we got ISM manufacturing numbers came out just a few minutes ago, and ISM manufacturing ISM manufacturing numbers dropped to 54.1 from 59.3. Let me just remind you that we haven't had manufacturing numbers, ISM manufacturing numbers, over in, I shouldn't say forget a number, in expansion mode for a very, very long time. Expansion mode for a very long time. So we haven't had that for a while. And many, many years, as a matter of fact, for this long of a period of time. Just another fundamental of the economy that is doing extremely well. Yes, if you look at mainstream media, everything's falling apart. Right now, we've got indices that are going down. This just gives you an idea what the markets are like right now. The Dow's down 442 points. Why? Because of Apple. Apple's getting clobbered. So we've got all this negative activity over Apple because it brings once again to the forefront of the mind, or at least Steve Cook did, talking about Apple and Apple being downgraded in their earnings. Forget about looking at the underlying fundamentals of the particular company. Forget about looking at the management. We see, speaking of management, General Motors changed their president. But, I mean, how about looking at those things? How about looking, don't look at what Apple's done. Look at what they are doing for the future. Has anybody figured out where they're going to put out a new iPhone, I guess? Maybe a little less expensive? They think that's going to solve their problems? You know, you can say what you want about Microsoft. You can say what you want. I'm not a Microsoft fan. It's another stock that is not on my list. Was for many years. It's not any longer. But you can say what you want about Microsoft. But how do you survive getting into a market like China, billions of people, and you've got over 90% of the people in China using Windows and none of them paid for it? So you didn't get any benefit of that. You got no benefit. Oh, everybody knows who Microsoft is. Maybe that's a benefit, is it? I don't know. Doesn't matter. What are you going to do? You're going to sell your tablet over there? When they're just going to counterfeit it? I mean, how are you going to do that? Maybe they've learned a lesson. Why does everybody... I tell you, I heard somebody this morning. I don't want to say who it was, but I got to tell you, I mean, he was a very smart guy, president of a very large consumer organization. And I felt like, how is it possible that this poor man could be this naive? I mean, would you like to just... I mean, talking about the trade war with China as the problem or the answer to all of their problems, the cause of everything that is happening negatively. Really? Really? I mean, never once did anybody in the course of the conversation mention a communist dictatorship regime that says and does whatever they want to do. Yet, we have got president after president after president of the United States of America that has never had the backbone or guts to call China on the carpet and say, what are you doing? You got to stop. You're not going to do it anymore. Then he says, well, that's a good thing. We should have negotiated that. He didn't say, do you believe that we were going to negotiate that with China and that they were going to say, oh, yeah, you're right. Have we been doing all that? I'm sorry. We're sorry. No, we're going to change that. We're not going to do that anymore. Let's just keep our agreement going. Everything's happy. We'll keep charging tariffs. You know, he said we should have negotiated so we could have fair trade. What do you think this president's been doing? I'm shaking my head thinking of this guy. What do you think the president's been doing? Do you really believe that it's the president's fault that China didn't say, you're right, we've been unfair, we've been taking advantage of America for all these years, and we're just going to stop? I mean, this is a guy that's I wrote 3 books. Really? Does that make you smart? But you're not smart enough to realize? You're not smart enough to realize that it's a communist regime that doesn't care a lick about America and fair trade? What they care about is the necessity that they have to continue to profit from America. Not only profit in their research and development that they don't have to do, they spend more money on reverse engineering than they spend on research and development. They don't have to spend money on research and development. They don't have to. They got to spend money on having the best engineers that can reverse things so that they can counterfeit and become competitive. They're going to stop that, like tomorrow? They're going to stop? We're going to negotiate that with them? I mean, it's really scary when you think about it. But that's the kind of people that are out there. And I'm listening to this guy who is held out as this expert and have, you know, that knows this industry. And I'm thinking, what? You know, what universe does he live in? I mean, other than his own little bubble that he obviously lives in. I felt like he was an academic. He's not. But I felt like we were talking to an academic or a politician living in this bubble. All right, we got the Ag Report coming up. Very important. This is very important to trade. Craig Haggard, our Ag Reporter, coming up, giving us. Craig's going to be live with us tomorrow, by the way. So stay tuned to that. I'll have a chance to maybe ask him a few questions. If you got some questions that you think I need to ask him, you let me know. But Craig Haggard, we're so grateful to have him as our ag reporter. He's here every day at this time. If you can't catch it,
this is Craig
catch it on the website.
Your financial
we'll
issues ag update. Well, the corn market continued to slide or trade in basically a sideways trading fashion, a technical trading yesterday. South American weather concerns helped support the corn market yesterday. But all in all, it was pretty much a non-eventful session. That seems to have continued in the overnight trade, where we have spot corn futures trading a penny lower. Soybean prices bounced higher as concerns of lack of moisture in Brazil's growing regions had traders all bulled up yesterday. The extended forecast expects rain to cover the Brazil crop regions in the next week, so this rally may be short-lived if those rains materialize. Demand for South American beans remains strong, with Brazilian soybean exports jumping by 1.87 million metric tons from a year ago to a total of 4.23 million metric tons exported in December, large part due to the trade war between the U.S. and China. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading down a penny. Wheat futures were stronger for the first trading day of 2019, as it now appears that the U.S. is very competitive in the export market. Bullish traders also point to the heavy rains in Argentina, which is causing damage to the 15% to 20% of the wheat crop still left in the field. Looking at the competition, we have traders in Russia are still on holiday until January 9th, so not much news coming out of that nation. And Ukraine had record-breaking corn exports for the month of December. Well, they saw wheat recovery in the with the weekly numbers, but still lagging last year's pace by 7% in terms of Ukrainian wheat exports. In the overnight trade, Chicago and Kansas City are both a penny higher, while Minneapolis is trading up 4 cents. Cotton had a real rough day yesterday, with the March futures closing down 136 points to settle at 70.84. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are trading just marginally higher as they're up 12 points as I record this. Livestock futures had a mixed session yesterday, with cattle weaker and hogs stronger. February live cattle were 35 cents lower, while January feeder cattle were down 90 cents for the day. Lean hogs had a stronger day, with February lean hog futures up 72.5 cents for the session. Class 3 milk futures had a pretty non-eventful day, with January futures closing a point lower at 14.30. And the overnight trade, Class 3 January milk futures are trading unchanged as I record this. Well, this has been Craig Hallgard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. We'll be right back.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
He made me come, but I loved it.
The town hall meeting with Dan Celia is a place where you're going to find out information that you won't get anywhere else. Honestly, he's the only person that I can really trust with any kind of financial advice.
I believe that Dan is really speaking from the heart. I think that he has definitely done the research and he understands what's going on, not only with the finances, but with the country in general.
I think young people should care about finance because right now we are in $18 trillion in debt. And that's not my parents' debt, that's my debt now.
The team that comes with him is awesome, and you get a chance to actually meet everybody.
And he has a really good presentation. He's very winsome and very engaging.
Definitely take his knowledge and then go out and do something with it.
Hi, I'm Dan Celia from Financial Issues. I hope you can join us for one of our upcoming town hall meetings. It's a lot of fun, it's free, and I know you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll register today.
In November of 1620, the pilgrims came to America with the hope of building a civilization that would one day be a shining city on a hill. At the American Family Association, we believe that dream is still worth fighting for. We believe that marriage was instituted by God, that families are worth preserving, and that every human life is worth protecting. We are the American Family Association.
Healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Well, the Asia stock market closed mostly down today. Again, Apple. Apple's being blamed also for European markets. European markets got a whole lot more problems than Apple, but nonetheless, that's what they're blaming it on. They got blaming on something. So today it's Apple. Tomorrow it'll be central banks or banking sector or something else. But today it's Apple. So we'll continue to watch that, see how it goes. Right now our markets are down too. We're blaming that on Apple as well. So we'll see how things end up. This is about where we were yesterday when we closed the show. The markets were down, I don't know, a couple hundred, 300, somewhere in that neighborhood was it down. We ended up closing a positive territory. We'll watch that. I don't know if that's going to happen now, but we will see. We will see. 844-707-5533. I remind everybody that if you want to stay in tune with the program, Financial Issues app, you can go to your app store and download Financial Issues. You hear all 3 hours of the program by doing that. Our YouTube channel, can shut down from time to time, so can Facebook. The app, though, go to the app, watch the program, listen, financialissues.org, financialissues.org. But check out the app as we are seeing more and more people doing just that. So check it out. It is, when I go to do a town hall meeting, more and more people say, I just listen on the Financial Issues app. I carry it around with me. I have it in the house. I get to hear all 3 hours if I'm busy. So great thing, something you ought to consider. And it's just go to your app store and search Financial Issues, and you'll find the app. You can make a phone call from that app. You can download archives. You can download the podcast from that app. There are So you can watch video from that app. You can do a lot of things. So it's not just something you can listen to. It's interactive, and it's a great app. We spend a lot of time on it. Financial issues. Just go to the App Store. Whatever kind of phone you have, doesn't matter. Go to your App Store, and you can download the Financial Issues app. So check it out. If you haven't already, it's very important. We may be cutting some stations. I think we're going to be, probably by the end of February. That might be one of the stations you're listening to, or TV network, or one of those things. We're still examining a number of other stations that we won't probably have any answers to till March. We are sending out email survey on one particular station. Two stations we're trying to determine, because there's a lot of crossover in a lot of stations. We're trying to determine where you're listening so we can make some decisions from that as well. So we continue to audit. We want to be a good steward of what God has given us. We're very conscious of that. We want to continue to do that. I'm not on 570 stations because that's kind of neat at all. I'm not on stations for the sake of being on stations. I want stations to be able to benefit Financial Issues, and we able to benefit the listeners that are on those stations. So I hope that just in case, I'm going to keep talking about all the other outlets that are out there that you can listen to the program. Facebook is another one. I don't know if I mentioned that. Facebook, a lot of people watching on Facebook every single day, and you can do that as well. A lot of people on our website and so on and so forth. So I hope you'll give that some consideration. Our phone lines are open, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Mark. Mark is calling us from Texas. Hey, Mark. Mark? We don't have Mark. Okay. Says he's there, but apparently he's not. We'll put him back on hold. 844-707-5533. Somebody on YouTube has a question. Kim is asking, Dan, I want to move money from my traditional IRA to my Roth again this year, 2019, and pay the taxes. Should I move stocks that are way down, or does it matter? Yeah, I would move the stocks that are down. I would move the stocks that are down the most. So I would, look to move those stocks that are down. This is an opportunity because you'll be able to move more shares, obviously, without paying tax on a bigger amount of shares. The upside to that is you're now going to move, and the two stocks that you are looking at are going to have recovery, and those stocks will now recover tax-free. So that's the best way to go, is to move those stocks that are down, Kim. So I would make it a point to try to do that. Some people from Augie and some others saying hello from Facebook. I appreciate you guys. Thank you, all the people that are watching and listening on Facebook. Thank you for that. And if you want to put a question up there on Facebook or YouTube, you can do that. Our phone lines are open, 844-707-5533. All our lines are open, so you'll be the first caller that we take. There are still many. One particular bear that he is talking about. This is a never Trumper person, of course, so they have a very different outlook. The dangers of a Trump presidency. And it's very interesting because nobody talked about these guys. I don't remember seeing him, this particular person, write an article saying, hey, this is what we got when we elected President Trump. And, he went on to talk and would go on to talk about what's happening in unemployment in the inner cities and GDP and the America First agenda and business sentiment, consumer confidence, consumer spending, wages going up for the first time in 16 years, in my opinion. First time in 16 years, not just going up a little, but up around 3%. Job openings off the chart, more job openings than there are people unemployed. Low inflation. Opportunities in the business sector and opportunities for individuals. Underlying fundamentals of the economy. Almost $1 trillion of money offshore coming back into the economy. Businesses expanding for the first time in 10 years. Business sentiment, small business sentiment, being over 100 for the first time in 15 years or more. Business sentiment in general being at a higher place than they've ever been during the past administration. Nobody brought that up. Isn't that funny? His America First agenda would put us in some sort of crisis, maybe, in U.S. trade negotiations with China. So for all of you, this person included, that just wanted China to continue to steal our intellectual property, to steal the research and development, to have free access to buying up land and anything else they want to do here in America, to not allow our products in while they send all their products in here without any consequences. The products that go there are having tariffs on them. And you thought that was perfectly normal, and you were okay with that. We ought to continue down that road. And nobody wanted to dare face China and say, hey, this has got to stop. It's not fair. Nobody wanted to offend our European allies by saying, you know what, this isn't fair. Why are you doing this? We want fair trade. We don't want advantage trade. We don't want to have an advantage on you, our European allies. We don't have an advantage on you. We just don't want you to take advantage of us. That's all. Is there anything wrong with that? Most of them said, well, yeah, I don't know how this happened. It just kind of got out of control. Well, let's sit down and negotiate a fair deal. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about the America First agenda. They don't care about America First. They care about their pocketbook now, today, right now, immediately. Look what's happening in the markets. Oh, my word. Come on. But that's what's been going on. And we see it over and over again. So look, okay, you want to write an article? I've written some really complimentary articles. I've written some not so complimentary articles about this president. Most of my articles on President Obama were negative because he drove our economy into the dirt. But I can't think of any specific thing, but when he said something good, I was prepared. I was ready to do something, say something good. Just didn't give me cause to. Anyway, ADP numbers came out today. These are job numbers, private sector numbers. Yeah, they were up 271. Wait a minute, did they mention that in this article? No, they missed that one. They missed that one. Anyway, these are private sector jobs. By the way, ADP, the largest payroll processor in the country. So they're processing an awful lot. And so we had small companies increase jobs by 89,000 for the month of December. Mid-sized companies increasing jobs by 129,000 in the month of December. Large companies increasing added 54,000 in the month of December. That's the breakdown. Anybody talking about that? Is that a good thing? I mean, to me it's a good thing. First of all, I don't know how it happened. It almost seems impossible. This 271,000 jobs comes after they revised downward some job numbers. How's that happen? There's got to be people coming into the workforce that were written off out of the workforce. It's the only way it can happen because right now we have more job openings than we have people unemployed. So where are these people coming from? I don't know. It's shocking to me that we had a 271,000 jobs. Now, tomorrow we get the government jobs numbers, expected to be somewhere around 167,000. I don't know if it's going to be more than that or not. We'll see. But it wouldn't be surprised if it isn't. Why? Because there's nobody out there to fill the job openings that we have. That would lead me, if I wanted to go down that road again, that would lead me to the conversation of legal immigration. We've got to streamline it. We've got to make it We've got to make it better and easier for those that want to assimilate into the American culture and have a clean record to come here and work. So we're going to do something about that. If you call in right now, it's going to be the first job I
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
We save a life from a catastrophe every 11 minutes. For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-258-0566. That's 800-258-0566. 800-258-0566. Call 800-258-0566.
Call now, 1-800-881-1379.
I'm Dan Syria. It's great to be here. 844-707-5533. We've got another hour and 15 minutes left, or an hour and a half left. I'm sorry. We got another hour and a half left. If you want to queue your question up, now would be the time to do it. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. Okay, let me go to the phones. Let me go to Robert. Robert's calling us from Texas. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I have two questions. EAI, the utility Arkansas preferred stock. I only got half of a dividend this month. Is there a problem? Are they lowering their dividend?
They lowered their dividend. What stock is it?
EAI.
EAI, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Oh, EAI, I don't.
I think it's called Entergy of Arkansas.
Yeah, that's not a company I have on my list. I don't follow it. I'm sorry. I was thinking of some other company.
I thought you had the
So I. No. Mm-mm. No, not a preferred. I didn't even know they had a preferred.
Okay. So, do you know that they
And I don't have anything by that symbol anyway. You sure you got the symbol right? Maybe it's a different symbol. I don't have anything.
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay. Sorry about that.
But you don't know. You're not familiar. I mean, it's EAI. That is their symbol.
Yeah. EAI. Yeah. No, I don't. I don't even have anything. I'm just looking right now, and the only thing that I mean that's not. Let me just look here.
It's a utility, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So their dividend didn't change. Their dividend's the same.
It must be a financial deal.
They pay 30 cents. Yeah, they pay 30 cents, and that's what they paid. So that has not changed.
The last question that I have for you, Dan, on Apple Hospitality, APLE, that one you had on your buy list, I know, because I bought it because of your recommendation. The company
that manages some time ago, yep.
Okay, that thing has dropped dramatically, and it's down to below 15.
Yeah.
Would you recommend buy for that?
Well, that's one that I have removed from my broad list. I put out an alert about that along with seven other real estate investment trusts because I was afraid people would buy it when they saw how good the dividend was, even though it wasn't on my buy list. So I removed it from the buy list because I didn't want anybody really adding to it at this time. So I like it. I wouldn't sell it. I would keep it, certainly. But I'm watching that very close because hospitality side. But again, I'll say what I always say about that. If you own REITs and preferreds, you have an income portfolio. And I assume you have an income portfolio. And if you're in it for the income, I wouldn't worry about it being down. And if you want more income, then buy it and get a little more income. And I wouldn't be concerned about whether it's up, be excited when it's up or be concerned when it's down.
Okay, Dan, but you're not concerned about their financial stability at this point.
It's just market
fluctuation.
No, the financial stability on that particular company is still good. It's very good. You know, they've got about $4.6 billion in assets. Their capitalization is, you know, I don't know what it is, $3 billion or so. But a strong company. I mean, this is a real REIT that owns some wonderful, wonderful brands like Marriott and Renaissance and some really good brands, Hilton Garden Inn. They really have a great portfolio. But if the economy is weakening globally, and here too. Obviously, the vacancy rates go up, and that hurts a company like this. So they always fluctuate, but it's not anything to be concerned about, no.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so much, and you have a blessed 2019. Really, really like the program you're in and your gospel approach, which is fantastic.
Thank you.
Sir. May God bless you.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Okay, God bless you, too. I appreciate it. Great stuff. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Let me go to Jack. Jack's calling us from Arkansas. Hey, Jack.
How you doing this morning? Thank you for taking my phone call.
I'm okay. Sure.
I got a question. I recently retired. I sold my business and property, and I invested in another piece of property on the river, but that left me X amount of cashes to put in a retirement fund for myself and for my grandkids. One of the things I was looking at was this insurance policy that Jones offers that it keeps doubling or however it keeps going up, and I was using that for my grandkids as when they get older to have for an inheritance. That left me about another $80,000 to put in a money market. What would you suggest other than doing the money market?
Well, it really depends on your risk tolerance and what you want to try to accomplish. So are you looking for income? Are you looking for growth? Is this money you're going to put away and forget about? Or is it money that you may want to help generate income? It depends on your situation. Are you retired now, Jack?
Yeah. Yes, I've been retired for about 6-8 years, and I've always had my rental property in a very lucrative town in Arkansas, and it's made me money every year, but I just decided that I don't want to park cars, and I don't want to go back for the race season anymore. So I decided to sell out and just not worry about it anymore.
Gotcha. So now you're trying to generate some income?
Yeah, I mean, I don't need a lot of income. One of the things I've had to do is I had to give them a loan, in other words, take a mortgage out with them for X amount of dollars on that, because the bank wouldn't loan them the whole amount on the property. So I have income coming in every month for 20 years, but I'd like to have a little money coming in from, the other $80,000.
Sure. Yeah, so, I mean, what I would recommend then is that you look at, dividend-producing companies, good, solid, large cap companies. Yes, they may fluctuate in value. They may go down. They may go up a lot. They may go up a little, go down a lot, whatever. They're going to be some volatility, but the income, you should have it structured so that the income is going to continue to flow. And that might be a good thing, particularly since you're thinking, 10, 20 years, chances are you're going to get some good growth out of that as well. And I think that would be the strategy that you ought to start to think about with some of that extra money, as long as you've got savings set aside in case you need something quick, because you don't want to put some of this money in anything that you might have to sell in a year to do something with. So you want this to be money that it's long-term and that you can create the income on. So I think, some preferreds and REITs, some real estate investment trusts, some preferred stocks, some good solid company stocks that produce good dividends, I think might make sense for you.
Okay. You got any one off the top of your head?
No, I mean, I don't give them out over the air because people tend to jump on them whether I recommend them or not, or they're on my buy list or not, and I don't like to do that. I would stick to the utilities, though, utilities and preferreds primarily to generate that income. So it sounds like you got a broker. Maybe you talk to them and tell them what you want to do.
Gotcha. I thank you for the advice. I really do. And I love the show.
Yep.
And I love your...
Thank you,
Jeff. Religious side of your show. Great. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. I wish you all the best. God bless. Let me go to Mike. Mike calling. How much time I got? Yeah, let me go to Mike in West Virginia. Hey, Mike.
Hi. I'm going to begin by saying thanking you, and then I'll go to the question. I'd like to know if you know the title of a book or two in layman's language that would deal about the pros and cons of the shift from the gold standard, I think Richard Nixon may have done that, to shifting, our currency away from being based on gold.
Right.
And if you don't have that, the name or titles of any book or two right off the top of your head, maybe I could give my name and address to one of the people that work for you, and then you can mail me a little postcard with the titles. But you tell me.
Yeah, I don't know of any books out there that on that subject that I would have a great deal of trust about. The only books that I would have any trust in are the ones that were written in 1973, 1974, and 1975 about that particular situation, outlining the detail as to what Richard Nixon was thinking and how the global currency began to shift. I don't remember. I know there are some books dated back that are more of an academic book that are explaining the pros and cons about it. Most of the books written.
Would you consider taking charge of your financial stewardship while being biblically responsible with God's money? Consider partnering with Financial Issues. For a contribution of $85 a year, you'll get Dan's buy list every Monday morning. You will also receive our regular email alerts to give you updates on things you need to be alerted to, like economic data that could change how you should be treating your investments. And, of course, we might be alerting you to buys or sells you should make. You'll have access to Dan's asset allocation models and have opportunities to adjust your portfolio accordingly. You can ask questions of Dan as part of his market and economic conference call every month. Okay. But best of all, you'll be supporting the ministry of Financial Issues. Would you become a partner today? You won't regret it. Go to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do it. We've got another hour and 10 minutes left. 844-707-5533. So President Trump tweeted just a few minutes ago. He said, and there's a lot of truth to this, let me just tell you what he said. He says the United States Treasury, if you're watching, you can probably see this on the screen, but the United States Treasury has taken in many billions of dollars from tariffs that we are charging China and other countries that have not treated us fairly. That is true. We are seeing those increases in the Treasury intake, and this has got a lot to do with it. He goes on to say, in the meantime, we are doing well in various trade negotiations currently going on. At some point in time, at some point, this had to be done. He's absolutely right. At some point, this had to be done. I think in the long term, future generations and this economy, even in the next year or so, is going to have great benefits by these negotiations. But we got to make them number one priority and get them done. Now, I got to believe that President Trump sent this out because he's looking at the he's looking at the markets. He's trying to recover the markets. Nobody cares about this. And the president needs to understand he can tweet all day long about his negotiations and trade, and they're not going to impact the markets. They did at one time. But you can only cry wolf so many times. So at some point in time, you got to say we're doing very well with trade negotiations, and then in the next day or two say, here's what we've just accomplished. So when that doesn't happen time after time and again, over and over again, when that doesn't happen, we don't see any meat to the bone there. People blow this off and the markets, this means nothing. So I agree with what the president says. The president is correct. He's 100% right about what he's saying. I'm glad he's putting it out there. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do believe that he probably is hoping that I might nudge the markets up a little bit. Not going to happen, Mr. President. You're not going to move the markets on a tweet about trade anymore. Those days are over. And the best thing you can do is just not even worry about it. Just get this done. We need a situation in Washington right now. And maybe there's just not a quarterback. I don't know who the quarterback is. I guess it's the director of commerce. I don't know. But the quarterback that is quarterbacking these negotiations, first of all, we've got to have more than one ball in the air. China can't be the only ball we've got in the air. We've got to be talking to Japan. We've got to be talking to Indonesia. We've got to be talking to Vietnam. We've got to be talking to Australia, New Zealand, other Pacific Rim nations. Forget China. We've got to be talking about all those at the very same time. We've got to be talking to our Eastern European allies. They're not a part of the Euro bloc, but they are part of the Eurozone. Countries like Poland and others in the Eastern European, the Ukraine, we're going to be working very closely with them. And we've got to then be negotiating with our European allies. And then aside from that, we've got to be in Central America and South America. We've got to be talking to Brazil. We've got to be talking to Peru, other nations, Chile, in the South American region. We've got to be talking to all of these all at the same time. And we've got to have all hands on deck, from the Commerce Secretary to our diplomats in the embassies of these nations, and we've got to be working very hard to be negotiating trade deals. And it's got to get done. He's got, in my opinion, we've got a month and a half to get this done. By the end of the third quarter, we've got to have some major trade deals done. So in the event that China continues to fall short, in the event that that happens, it's okay. We got a lot of other things going on, and that'll be a good thing. So that's where we've got to be. I don't know if we are poised and positioned with a quarterback that is overlooking all of this and is driving this home. I don't know. We'll see. But hopefully that is going to be the case, and that's what's going to move the markets. Let me go to Ed. Ed's calling us from Massachusetts. Hey, Ed.
Oh, hi, Dan. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning. Sure.
I had a question about, I'm recently retired, 64, and I work for the government, so I have a TSP plan, Thrift Savings Plan.
Okay.
And over the past few years, Thrift Savings Plan has been doing very well. Of course, you know that, I'm sure. And recently, of course, in the last few weeks, I've lost quite a bit of money, but I'm not fully into the stock funds. A lot of my money is in the safe funds, the G fund, and I only have about $40,000 to $50,000 worth of money in the stock fund right now. And since it's been doing so poorly, I'm not sure if I should just sit back and wait, or if I should try to get out and get onto the G fund. I don't need the money immediately. I have about $100,000 in some savings, plus I'm getting an annuity through the government since I'm retired to the government. But I'm going to need it soon, maybe in the next few years. And I was wondering if I should just leave it alone and hope for the best, or maybe take it and pull it out and put everything in the safe G fund, because, you know, I don't want to lose a lot more. I've lost probably maybe about $10,000 or $11,000 in the past week.
Yeah, I would hedge it, and what I mean by that is I'd probably take $20,000 out and put it in the G fund right now.
Yeah.
And then leave the rest, just forget about it, the other $30,000 or whatever you have in there, and just forget about it literally for the next 5 years. And I suspect that over the next 5 years, what you leave in there is probably going to make up for some of the losses that you gave up when you moved it. But I would try to play both sides of it, is what I'm talking about. I wouldn't do an even split. I would probably just, I think you said you had 50, right?
Right now it's about 44,000.
44. So, yeah, so I mean, I would probably just still take, I would take 20 and then just leave the other 24 in there and forget about it. I think that'll give you some peace of mind knowing, hey, if it continues to go down, you'll say, it's okay, I got some of it out of there. I'm going to make it up make up from a percentage perspective, hopefully, some of what I've lost over these years in the G Fund. And I think that would be a better plan. I would feel a little bit better about that, Ed, since you're maybe 4 or 5 years away from it. So keep some of it, yes, but move some of it in the G Fund. I'd probably do it today. I think treasuries, we're seeing treasuries taking a hit right now, today in particular, yesterday as well. So that's going to weigh a little bit on the G Fund. There's no doubt about it. But G Fund has always managed to hold its own in the midst of some of the what the 10-year is doing. So I would just as soon see you take a move on some of that now.
I appreciate that. Yeah. During the last big crash, I got scared and I took a lot, almost everything, and put it in the G Fund, and I never got back in fully when the economy came back. And that's where I was mainly concerned with now, maybe just leaving it alone, hopefully doing really well in a few years. But being retired already, it kind of got me a little scared. So I think your suggestion
yeah.
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think that's what you ought to do, Ed. I mean, you did the right thing, you know, before you retired, that's for sure. But, you know, in based on the volatility that we have going on, I think that would be the best bet.
Well, thank you very much, Dan.
Thank
I really
you, Ed.
Appreciate have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for listening way up there in the northeast, far northeast.
Yes.
And I sure appreciate it. It's great. Glad to hear from you. Thank you. We don't have too many faithful listeners up there in the New England area, so it's great on the northeast, in the northeast corridor where I am. A little bit colder there, but good stuff. I appreciate it. Let me go to, you know what? Let's wait to the next hour. Sorry, guys. We have lines open, folks, so get your question in the queue now, 844-707-5533 when we get back. We'll get right back into these things. We, you know, I talk about President Trump's tweets, and, you know, when he's doing what he's done today with some of the tweets that I've read, I feel pretty good about it because, you know, what he's done is he's basically putting out some of the facts that are important, some of the facts that we need to hear. And the beauty of it is it takes the steam. Takes the wind out of the sails of the mainstream, negative mainstream media. It just kind of takes it away from them because, you know, they're really end up in a difficult place because it is very hard to spin something. You know, they can be critical when the president is sarcastic or, you know, probably not quite as presidential, if you will, as we'd like them to see. And they can, you know, they can run with that if they want. But you know what, Mr. President, just keep putting out the facts instead of letting the mainstream media have first crack at it. And that's what I love about the Twitter. Can you imagine people saying he's got to get off of Twitter? Can you imagine what we'd have if he did? I mean, we'd basically have the news media saying whatever they want to say without the president having the ability to defend himself. And that's what we would have. And Twitter has been a big asset, not only to the president because of that, but it's also been an asset to us. We get to see, okay, let me just get rid of all this noise around the negativity and the hatred for this president and for this man. Let me just get rid of that and look at least what he is really thinking and what he is saying. So, and I think we're able to filter out some of the bad and the good there with that. But I'd rather hear it directly from the president than a bunch of spin. 844-707-5533 if you want to queue your question up. Folks, in an hour and 5 minutes, you're going to get our 9 for 19 if you're a partner. So pay attention. Open your email. I think it's one of the best lists that I put out like I do every year. 1st of January. Last year was 8 for 18, 7 for 17, so on and so forth. 9 for 19 coming out at 12:05 Eastern Time. Pay attention to that. If you got to leave us, remember all that you have us is. Let's be a good and faithful steward. Have a great day. God bless. More after this.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. On Biz
Talk Radio coming up tonight
to the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.